For decades, Harris County was known as the capital punishment capital of the world. However, it seems like that might be changing. 2017 marked the first year since the death penalty was reinstated in 1976 that a death row inmate from Harris County has not been executed. Also this year, no new death penalty sentences were handed down in Harris County, and the last time the county sent someone to death row was in 2014. But it's not for lack of trying. Under the leadership of the county's new district attorney, Kim Ogg, prosecutors did seek the death penalty in four cases this year. In those four cases, juries disagreed and handed down life without parole sentences instead of the death penalty. Ogg, the Harris County District Attorney, said she never took the death penalty off the table, but that her office isn't going to pursue it as often as it once did. Ogg served as prosecutor in the office during the early 1990s, a time when the office was run by District Attorney Johnny Holmes. Under Holmes's leadership from 1979 to 2000, more than 200 people from Harris County were sent to death row. But public perception and tolerance of the death penalty is shifting. Robert Dunham, the executive director of the National Death Penalty Information Center, told the Christian Science Monitor that we've been experiencing a generation-long decline in the use of the death penalty. The organization counted only 23 executions in the United States this year, and seven were in Texas. This is the seventh year in a row that the number of people sentenced to death row nationally was less than 100. This year, the organization projects that 39 new death sentences were handed down across the nation, the second lowest year in almost 40 years.